as friends. I am the Professor John Guy. And that guy right there is the podcasting beast, Doc Leesler. Doc, how you doing?
Man, this podcast must be sponsored by Lay's because your boy's got a new chip on his shoulder.
And just like that, folks, we're going to start off the episode with a technical foul.
Oh, yikes. But I'm doing good, Johnny, despite that technical foul. I'll accept it. You know, I had to do it. Sorry. But the Professor John Gotti, the king of RG, the true master of the analyst, and the cloak of his own fate, the newly formed Terminator, the cleaner.
Best podcasting machine? Tranquilo. Doc, el ídolo, part of the D.W.O. The Doc World Order, the usurper of Doc Home Syndrome with the chip on his shoulder, and that cookie ain't gonna crumble, folks.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
I knew you liked that last part.
Nah, that's perfect. But Prof, we actually have some actual NFL news, some positive, some negative. The positive, which is a negative, which kind of sucks because you can't have a double negative, right? But you can't have a double positive either. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the most, I guess, the first news. Coach Harbaugh of the Baltimore Ravens saying Lamar Jackson was tested positive for COVID. Now, this has been the ongoing story in the NFL. Fines, right, for unvaccinated players, $14,000, which to some people is, you know, a night on the town, right? But to others, it's like, okay, you know, I might have to think about this, right? But Lamar Jackson, I'm not even sure if he's vaccinated or not. I'm not 100% sure, but Lamar Jackson testing positive for COVID, a major star. What message does this send to the NFL, Johnny?
Honestly, nothing. If you really think about it, let's be honest about it. If they really wanted to crack down on this stuff, the crime should fit the punishment. The punishment should fit the crime. But that's not the case. And that's not going to be the case for a while until they have to pull an NBA from 2 years ago and shut it down midway through the season.
And it could be a point where they go back to lower capacity or no fans, you know, lower capacity or no fans. I mean, that would be the two options to go back to for the NFL. But the question is, at what point do we realize that we'll never really get back to a point where we can fill the house? Like, they're going to have to figure out another way, because this filling of the house, and by filling the house, I mean filling the stadiums, of course, people. But when are they going to realize that it might just never get back to that particular level, despite our waves of success in decreasing the numbers, right?
Decreasing.
But, right, exactly. Quote unquote decreasing. Everybody trying to, it's almost like, hey, you know you've done something bad, right? And you're like, act normal, right? Act normal. Like, hold on. Act normal. Act normal, right? Hold on. Let me finish. It's like, act normal. But then it's like, here comes the police or somebody, right? And you're like, I did it. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like one of those things, because it's like, you can try to act normal with COVID, but COVID don't care about your normal. Nope. So it's one of those things that I think we just have to get away from the quote-unquote norm and adjust.
everyone's been, and I think this is kind of the biggest problem. We're not going to turn this into a medical breakdown episode.
Of course. We're not doing that.
We shouldn't have been so gung-ho to try to get things back to a normal state, quote-unquote, folks, because there was still not a lot of information about this stuff.
True.
And there still isn't. And now we're having rising rates, but people are now ignoring it. We have so many max capacity events happening.
Oh, yeah. Again. That's just unacceptable.
Asking for trouble. And yeah. I'm digging up the Trey Young video that went viral 2 days ago.
Of him in the basketball?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people just absolutely just crowded him. And we act like things are normal again.
Yeah, no. I mean, now, and I don't want to even say in his defense.
Just Lamar Jackson. Of course, Lamar Jackson being the biggest name, but also they'll be without Gus Edwards as well.
Which, I mean, no disrespect to Gus Edwards, right? No disrespect. He's a great player, but, I mean, we know. Lamar, right? Lamar.
Well, again,
that's the story of
bigger
media.
Bigger of the two stories.
Yeah. It's like, this is the way the media has to use, I guess, the big fish. It's like, it's the big fish method, right?
Of course.
The big fish has to catch, you know,
well,
we need
the
big fish.
Too. I mean, if you really dig that.
It could have been Lamar Jackson comes in contact with COVID, right? That could have been the storyline. You know, Lamar Jackson might have just been in the room with somebody that was like 900 yards away, and they still would have put it in there. Mm-hmm. But hopefully they figure it out. It looks like they're trying to push that vaccine initiative on the players. I understand, somebody asked yesterday on Facebook how I felt about the juvenile vax that thing up remix, which I don't know if you've heard yet, but it's so freaky.
That already sounds cringe. I don't think I'm.
Yeah, it's so funny. All I could say is this: I was happy to see Juvenile and Manny Fresh back together. That's the only thing I could say about the video. I was happy to see them back together, but I say that here or there. We had some extensions, boy. We had a trade. We had some interesting news. Braden Smith, lineman, right tackle, which the Colts needed to shore up their tackle because I know they lost a pretty solid lineman. Braden Smith gets a 4-year, $70 million extension with the Indianapolis Colts. Which is awesome
million
for
guarantee too.
Yeah, that's awesome for him. I mean, like I said, I think the Colts had to shore up their right tackle after losing Anthony Costanza, obviously, to retirement. So it could be a situation where if they need to, obviously, they're paying him for 4 years as a right tackle. But what that does is if they need to swing him over to left, technically, they're getting great value. So that's a pretty smart move.
That.
Yeah, it's smart.
And I still think that the Colts definitely had a great line last season. I know I know a lot of people don't talk about their offensive line, but Doc does, folks.
I do. And I mean, they've always had I think they've historically always had a good offensive line.
Yes.
There are just some teams that build that way. And when they build that way, you know, you look at the Colts, the 49ers, the Cowboys, which one thing that they do very well is build an offensive line, and the Steelers, they've always had a pretty good offensive line. So I will say it still works in the trenches. So speaking of trenches, the Bengals actually extend defensive end Sam Hubbard. 4 years, $40 million. I think the NFL, let's see, do they have the guarantee here? They do not have the guarantee. It just shows that his contract extension will be through 2025, which is awesome. Sam Hubbard, really, really solid defensive end. I know I've had him in my on my fantasy team. Very underrated defensive end. He definitely gets pressure and quietly gets sacks. Yeah, he's a pretty solid player. People don't know about Sam Hubbard, but he's a pretty good player. But also, we had an extension for the Washington football team.
He went there.
I did. Tight end Logan Thomas has agreed to a 3-year extension. Obviously, he had a great year last year, catching 72 passes. This doesn't give me the breakdown either. Come on, people. Where's well, the
they're
breakdown?
They're probably going to provide the breakdown a little bit later on. I think everyone's talking
we
about
want
Lamar Jackson
it
today.
Now, John Kame. I want it now.
Well, unfortunately, this isn't Willy Wonka.
This is true. I don't want to turn into a big blueberry. So.
Doc wants it now.
But on a lighter news, I did see that Patrick Mahomes, number one, he had a he has a new team that he owns. He actually purchased a stake in a major league soccer club a day or so ago, which is pretty awesome. He brought into the Kansas City Royals ownership group, which now he becomes the co-owner of the Kansas City's National Women's Soccer League franchise next year. So that's pretty awesome.
I mean, I wish the media talked more about that. Like,
yeah,
they're making great. A lot of these athletes now are making great investments.
I agree. It's one of those things where I feel like soccer, esports, right? We saw a big wave of esports a couple years ago, but I think a lot of people are doing more soccer. And sticking on Mahomes, a rare trading card of Patrick Mahomes actually sold for $4.3 million. I believe that was earlier today or maybe yesterday. Shatters Tom Brady's record, which I believe was set last season at $3.1 million. I mean, this card is probably going to sell for like $10, $15 million in the future if Mahomes continues on his trajectory. I mean, $4.3 million, Johnny. Oh my God. Well, a card, that card better be. Best card would be dripping in gold. I don't know something, but I believe it. I know it's a signed rookie card, for what I do know.
Yes,
but that's awesome.
And I mean, that's a one of a kind. Mm-hmm. There, unless there's more and people aren't talking about it.
Like, right.
Here's the thing: not a lot of people are going to try to put their business out there, especially when they get money.
No, and even Patrick Mahomes says, my goodness, mind blown. That's awesome, though. I'm always happy to hear that. It's pretty sweet. So the last thing here, or close to the last thing, on his arrival back, Aaron Rodgers gets an actual weapon. Randall Cobb's coming back to town, and they're reunited, and it feels so good. Randall Cobb excited to be back with the Packers. I don't know if this gives them a extreme nod of, oh my God, our weapon core gets, you know, a huge upgrade. Obviously, Randall Cobb is still a really, really good player, but I don't know if this is the move that just like
I don't know if it takes it over the top.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that we didn't talk about yesterday with the return of Aaron.
Right.
Or Aaron for those that watches Joe Lodonis, is he actually now has influence in player personnel decisions. That was another condition for him to come back. So,
which is good. So, I mean, I don't know if that was his first, like, hey, I want I want Randall.
I think, Randall. After a while, they just start throwing everything. Hey, I mean, do you want to become the GM? Like, we could fire this guy right now.
And that might be good. Maybe that's a way. I mean, and I know we talk about this with basketball, but maybe that's a way to keep Aaron from leaving Green Bay, period.
True.
Maybe he, you know, maybe he goes from player to player personnel. Like, he just, you know, like, maybe he helps in the development of Jordan Love. Like, maybe he just stays around and becomes, you know, goes from quarterback directly to a player personnel. Maybe, I mean, I doubt he becomes a scout or anything, but I mean, obviously Aaron is a smart guy. So I doubt he, you know, I doubt he wouldn't be able to do it because he knows talent. Unfortunately, the Packers just don't give him the offensive talent that he desires, which is fine, I guess. but Johnny, the last piece of news that at least I have here, unless you have something else over there. We just spoke highly of the Miami Dolphins a day or two ago about how they were really building something special. They were doing it right. They brought in Shaquem Griffin, and we were like, oh my God, this is, you know, they're making some really, really waves. They had a great draft. They brought in some really good talent. And now their star corner, top five from last year, right? I remember you went over that list. He was top five. Xavien Howard requests a trade from the Dolphins, saying, I don't feel valued or respected. I'm not happy and have requested a trade. How do you feel about that, Johnny?
I mean, I kind of like the fact that he articulated everything that was, I mean, he didn't go into complete detail, which is really smart not to do, but he basically said, you know, he appreciate what the Dolphins done for him. He loved his teammates. Like, he's not trying to be a diva.
Right.
But he's not happy. And he understands that, you know, as much as he loved football, it's also a business. And hey, if he's not getting what he feels like he's valued as, then why do you want him still? I love the fact that at the end of his statement, he literally said, and I quote, until that trade happens, I am just here so I don't get fined and will handle myself like professionals do.
I like the fact, though, I do like that fact that you mentioned him, I guess, admitting, and I'm hoping that a lot of young players realize this, and this is, I guess, where your agents come in, but hey, my experience with the Dolphins the past few seasons has taught me that in 2018, I signed an extension that I'll admit I didn't understand completely or feel comfortable with. But instead of, I guess, talking about that, he or discussing it with them or maybe discussing it with someone else, he said, I played on that deal for two seasons and didn't complain. But everyone knows that he outperformed that deal. And I know that we talked about that with rookies that get drafted. I believe it's after the third round, if I'm not mistaken, they get incentives. But I don't think those incentives apply to somebody who signed an extension. So definitely going to keep an eye out on this Xavien Howard saga. I'm sure a rich team will get richer with this one, unless they do break the bank and, you know, appease what he's asking. But I do think a team, I'm not going to even throw my bucks in there, you know, like, no, I normally would jokingly do.
To do something like that.
I mean, we have to make a decision, of course, but I think a rich team will get richer on this one. I'm sure there are some teams out there that have some cap left, but it's going to be interesting to see what team gets this solid.
And how
player.
I proposed that, I just thought of a team that actually may actually have the cap. And it didn't go to the division.
Yikes.
North of them.
Uh-oh.
And for those that think I'm going to say Foxborough,
no.
Go a little bit further north.
Yeah, I was about to say no way, because they have their own corner situation paying too much.
If you're taking the Jets, try upstate. The Bills does have the cap.
I don't know. The asking price, and this goes back to what I talked about yesterday, the asking price is probably going to be ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be like the Ben Simmons situation.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he's top five, right? A couple weeks ago, he's top five. That means he's going to request, or they're going to have to get top five cornerback value. It stinks because the public saga of him requesting a trade kind of puts the Dolphins at a tough spot. Like, hey, he's going to play, right? Or he's going to hold out or whatever the case may be. But,
well, he said he could conduct himself like a professional, so I don't think he's
exactly
sit out.
But I mean,
but you don't, you want to, like, he also want to make sure that he doesn't hurt, depreciate his own trade value on a freak injury that may or may not
very
happen.
Very true. So we'll definitely continue to monitor this. I don't know if the Bills are going to put in an offer. I don't know if the Dolphins would even want to send him to the Bills. They probably want to send him to the freaking NFC completely, you know, so they don't have to deal with them. But I don't know. You know, it just depends. Let me see. I mean, what is he making? What is he making right now?
Probably do that is maybe Detroit.
Oh God, I know he don't want to go to Detroit. So right now, Xavier Howard is making approximately $12 million, which, you know, is pretty good, but I can understand why he, 12 million. I mean, it's good, but when you see your fellow corners making 16, 17 plus and your top five, it makes sense. So
top five better alive.
Right. Let me see. NFL salary cap 2021. Let's just take a quick pick really quickly before we jump off. Let's see where we're at right now. I mean, I don't think he wants to go to hardly any of those teams, boyo. Jaguars, Broncos, Panthers.
Brand new regime?
So. No.
They don't have expectations. And, you know, we've only seen a team that has no expectations overachieve.
No. I think the only team on this list, if I'm him, that I would consider it would be probably the 49ers.
Yeah,
top 10, at least the top 10 in salary cap.
It's pretty good, though.
They're losing Richard Sherman, so, I mean, I don't know who else they have. I don't even know who's. I don't even know who's on the other side of
Richard
Sherman.
I don't even think Richard Sherman pushed him that high over the top. His leadership, absolutely.
I can't even say they're good or bad. I don't even know who's on their secondary.
I'm thinking about how they were 2 years ago.
Okay.
Last year was kind of a wash.
I 2 years ago, that's like 19 years for me.
Okay.
So that's like, so you, I mean, you have the 49ers. I mean, obviously you have the aforementioned Colts, you have the Vikings. I'm looking at the middle of the road with people who have about, you know, that cap that he's looking for that could offer him extension. Obviously you have the Browns. I mean, he could help the Browns tremendously. The Chargers would be, I guess, a good choice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I'm interested to see who pulls the trigger on that, what they offer, because obviously it's going to be a first-round pick. It's going to be a high-profile player. It's going to be multiple first-round picks if it's like that. But you have to look at a team who really, really needs that particular help. Some of the teams at the bottom obviously would have to include players, you know, even a team like, obviously I mentioned the Bucks, the Giants, the Eagles, the Packers, Cowboys, like these teams would have to offer a pick and players to make the salaries match. But you also have to think about the extension value. So who can offer that extension? But we'll have to keep an eye on that. I'm looking forward to seeing how it all plays out.
Yes. And but, before Doc does his thing, we're going to give a big shout out to the inaugural gold medal winning three-on-three women Olympic team of the United States as they won gold, defeating the ROC. And no, we're not talking about Dwayne. Or talking about Jay-Z.
Wow.
The Russian Olympic Committee holding on for an 18-15 victory.
Boom. But I know you heard this podcast on your favorite podcast platform, because we're on all of them. But if you didn't, you can always go to our website at debateamongstfriends.com to listen to this episode as well as all of the previous. Be sure to tune in Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we go over all the news, the analysis, and the research.